Okay, so Chris, how'd you feel tonight?
You just need to be on.
Well, it feels great now. Obviously, it was a tough check game. Both teams, have a lot of speed, and we were able to get three past Miller and come up with the 2 points, and that's huge for us.
Now, you were trending worldwide. We thought it was just in Canada, but you were actually trending on Twitter worldwide. How does that make you feel?
You know what? I don't even know what trending means, but it sounds pretty cool. I can't even answer that. I don't even know what it means.
It just means that everybody was talking about you.
Okay, well, that's cool. I'm honored.
Now, what about how important were these 2 points?
No, it was huge. Obviously, Buffalo right behind us with a game in hand. And, we wanted to finish off this homestand with making a statement. I think we've done that now. It's time to go on the road and, improve that part of our game.
So no time to enjoy it. You just have to focus on the Calgary-Vancouver?
Yeah, I think it's like everyone, enjoy for a little bit and, come to work tomorrow and work on, the games we have, against Vancouver and Calgary. Two great opponents, so we're going to have to be ready.
Were you feeling any different tonight? Because you guys were flying.
I think guys were just hungry, and we knew how important it was, and we were fresh. We had a couple days off, rest a little bit and have some home-cooked meals, so I think that went a long ways as far as helping us with tonight's effort.
Practicing 2 days in a row is something Coach Noel always talks about, too, getting two good practices and getting back to basics, doing what you guys need to do in games.
Yeah, I think it was just a chance to sharpen up on our skills, and the first 10 minutes of the game was huge, just to, shake any rust that we had from not playing. And I think we did a great job. It's just showing the maturity of our team and where it's come from since the beginning.
I've thrown the nickname Moneymakers around, but, man, those ones broke the bank. Tell us about the move, and is that what you need to do to beat a Ryan Miller?
I think so. Not many times, especially now, Millsy's playing so well, one shot's not going to beat him. And I got lucky, I got to be honest. I got a shot and then a rebound came right back on my stick. So it was unfortunate for Miller, but lucky for me.
Of your goals this year, is that the center bullet point? Is that the prettiest? Because they've all been nice.
Yeah, you know what? I think it shows a little bit of everything, my skating as well as my hands around the net. So I'll chalk that one up as one of my nice ones.
Take care of the Moneymakers.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Feel that one come off of Miller's pad?
Yeah, well, it just came off. It was kind of like slingshot right back on my stick, and it was just a motion with my hands to put the puck in the net. And like I said, it was unlucky for Miller, but lucky for me.
How big is this